This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. No growing season is perfect. There are always going to be challenges and issues that will present themselves as the season progresses. In northwest Iowa this spring, planting season was smooth, with dry weather assisting farmers in getting their crops into the ground quickly. Those growers will be hoping the saying, "Plant in the dust and the bins will bust," rings true this season. We will hear more from Bex Hybrids agronomist Eric Bartels next.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
As the calendar has turned to June, Northwest Iowa farmers are now dealing with some of their first challenges of the season. Northwest Iowa Bex Hybrids agronomist Eric Bartels says that he has been fielding questions about crop damage from high winds.
A while back, we had a lot of wind. We had some sandblasting. A lot of that soil broke loose because it was so dry. We've got some crops that have some damage. And I've been telling all the producers that have these issues that you got to give it some time, probably 7 to 10 days. It's very similar to hail damage when it occurs. The growing point on the corn is below the surface of the ground, should get a really good recovery.
He urges patience for what he says has been a solid start to the growing season.
And as long as we have a growing point above the surface of the ground on a bean plant without much bruising below it, should make a good recovery as well. So we've been dealing a little bit with questions like that. The cooler weather, the wetter weather that we've had just lately, just a little bit of moisture has actually helped some of the final soybean plants to emerge as well, if they were laying dry or if they had some crusting. So overall, I would say that our crops are off to a very good start.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, and to sign up for our newsletter, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.